From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has declared a state of emergency. In a broadcast statement Tuesday, Mr. Jammeh said the state of emergency would last until the nation's Supreme Court rules on his complaint of voting irregularities in last month's election. Mr. Jammeh is refusing to accept the results of the vote in which he lost to opposition leader Adama Barrow. The Supreme Court has postponed its ruling until May, even though Barrow's inauguration is scheduled for Thursday. The West African regional bloc ECOWAS has placed its military force on standby in case Mr. Jammeh does not step down on January 19th. More than 50 people were killed when a Nigerian military jet mistakenly bombed a camp for homeless people Tuesday, aiming for Boko Haram militants. The attack struck RAN, a refugee camp for internally displaced people. The aid group Doctors Without Borders said it treated 120 wounded people at its facility in North Borno State. The group put the death toll at 52. The underwater search for the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 has been suspended. Crews completed their deep water search off the Indian Ocean without finding a trace of the airliner. Officials had recommended that search crews head north to a new area, but Australia has nixed that idea. President Barack Obama is commuting the prison sentence of Bradley, now known as Chelsea, Manning. Manning is the former Army intelligence analyst who leaked classified documents. Manning, who underwent a gender change while in prison, is one of 209 inmates whose sentences the president is shortening. This is VOA News.